IVM.
India, the global powerhouse of cricket, remained largely indifferent to the birth of a new, shorter T20 version of cricket in the initial years. Until, of course, the year 2007, a landmark year when a series of chain events transpired to alter the fate of the gentleman's game in India forever. Indian and world cricket would never be the same again. So what changed? Welcome to A Century of Stories, brought to you by IDFC First Bank. Always you first. I am Kunal Vijayakar, your host. And today, we will delve into the story of the Indian Premier League's first match. The year 2003 saw the introduction of the T20, or the 2020 format, for the very first time. With the dwindling popularity of cricket in England, Stuart Robertson, the marketing manager of the England and Wales Cricket Board, proposed a 20-over per innings game to the county chairman. It was inspired by a format first invented by a New Zealand cricketer, Martin Crowe. Remember Cricket Max? A one-of-a-kind cricket format with absurd rules. For instance, a limited overs game had 4 innings instead of 2, and a batter could even earn 12 runs of a single delivery when the ball travelled through a designated max zone on the field. It was the most peculiar spectacle cricket fans had ever witnessed. Indian cricket was first exposed to this format during the disastrous 2002 tour of New Zealand. And yes, Martin Crowe was the brains behind that. Back in England, Robertson's proposal was subject to a vote amongst the members, and the new format emerged narrowly victorious, with 11 out of 18 members voting in its favour. And thus was born T20 cricket. As this exciting, shorter version of an age-old game attracted fans in certain sections, the cricket community at large remained sceptical of this new, whimsical format. It was not serious cricket, they said. It was just for fun. The big names in the top echelons of Indian cricket shared the same sentiment. But as things turned out, the events that followed led to the BCCI starting what was going to become the biggest league in the world. In 2007, the BCCI was to face a rude awakening. Z Entertainment Enterprises founded a rebel T20 league called the Indian Cricket League, or the ICL. The cash-rich ICL was not recognized by the BCCI or the ICC, but the lure of the financial benefits of league cricket saw even BCCI's own committee members joining the ICL executive board. Soon, many domestic players also joined the bandwagon. So, to position themselves better and attract the best talent, the BCCI increased the prize money associated with its domestic tournaments. They even imposed a lifetime ban on any player who joined the ICL. Now, while all this was happening, India's star-studded team had faltered in the very first stage of the ODI World Cup earlier that year. It was embarrassing, and it led to a severe backlash from fans and the media. Indian cricket was at an all-time low. Amidst this chaos, the ICC announced the launch of the first T20 World Cup to be held in South Africa. Now, India had played only one international T20 game prior to the World Cup. They would have to send a very inexperienced team led by a certain Mahendra Singh Dhoni. Despite being underdogs, the team won. This is what led the BCCI to finally act. But that's a story for another day. Indian cricket had found redemption for its fans, and it was through T20 cricket. The excitement throughout the event was unprecedented. A stark contrast to the ODI World Cup held the same year. The sheer thrill and adrenaline of T20 cricket was something that cricket fans had dearly missed in ODI and Test cricket. The gangbuster increase in viewership and the jubilation following it proved that this format was here to stay. Cricket had found its holy grail, the missing piece that promised to elevate it to a global sport. It was an opportune moment for the BCCI to capitalize on the fans' euphoria and launch the Indian Premier League, IPL. So there we were. Star players across the globe went under the hammer to play for the 8 domestic franchises owned by celebrities and leading industrialists of the country. This was an auction which was the first of its kind not only in cricket, but also in global sport. Amidst the fervour and fanfare, the stage was set for the inaugural match of the IPL on April 18th, 2008. The venue, Chinnaswamy Stadium, Bangalore. A cauldron of passion and energy. Two formidable teams, the home team, Royal Challengers Bangalore, and the Kolkata Knight Riders, stood poised for battle. Each squad brimming with talent and star power, ready to showcase their skills on this grand stage. Kolkata, led by the mercurial former Indian captain Sourav Ganguly, boasted the likes of New Zealand opener Brendan McCullum, Pakistani all-rounder Muhammad Hafiz, and the Australian legendary leader Ricky Ponting. Imagine the awe as Ponting, Ganguly's nemesis in international cricket for the large parts of that very decade, was now to play under his captaincy. It was indeed a watershed moment in cricket. On the other hand, Bangalore was captained by Rahul Dravid and had a strong set of Indian players at its core. Wasim Jafar, Zahir Khan, Praveen Kumar and Sunil Joshi, and a very young Virat Kohli. There was a sense of anticipation surrounding this match. What followed was an exhibition of batting carnage by Kolkata's McCullum. The world witnessed superhuman batting skills, the first glimpse of which came in the second over. Attempting a flick against Zahir Khan, McCullum miscalculated the line of the ball and edged the delivery. Yet, quite incredibly, the ball flew over the slips to the third man for a huge six. Zahir was taken for 18 runs in the over and was quickly taken out of the attack. Australian Ashley Nofke fared even worse. His first ball was so wide that neither McCullum nor wicketkeeper Mark Boucher had a chance to reach the delivery. When the next delivery finally landed within McCullum's arc, the result was devastating. A pulled six over square leg and another one over extra cover. 23 runs off the over and Nofke was done for now. The one-man brutal assault continued as there was no respite for either spin or pace bowlers. Sunil Joshi, the veteran spinner, was next to face the Kiwi onslaught. McCullum was so dominant that the failures from his own teammates Ganguly, Ponting and David Hussey went completely unnoticed. McCullum went on to blast an unbeaten 158 from a mere 73 deliveries, the highest score in a T20 match to propel Kolkata to an imposing 220-243. A battered Bangalore team had no fight left in them and collapsed cheaply to 82 all out. The loss by an embarrassing margin of 140 runs was the fourth largest defeat in any T20 match at that time. The one-sided match did not align with the thrilling scripts of IPL matches that we have often witnessed in the edition since, but it was enough to raise a buzz around this new unknown entity. The man from New Zealand had stamped his authority on the tournament and how. With it, he established the tournament's immortality for fans across the world. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the story of how the inception of the IPL and its first match changed the course of world cricket forever. You've been watching A Century of Stories brought to you by IDFC First Bank, always you first. Next week, I'll bring you the story of Moradabad, the last bastion of podium.